This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
It is the weekend and drinking time, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast PJ's Construction of somewhere in Hawaii. Now, they landed a sweet gig to build 12 homes in Paradise Park. It's a subdivision somewhere on the Big Island. Anyway, each house is valued at about $500,000, or in Seattle, a tent. And they recently completed the work, and by all accounts, they did good work. The houses have been selling very, very well. However, they did encounter one problem, literally one problem, because they built one of the houses, which was sold, by the way, on the wrong lot.
Oh yeah.
A woman in California bought the lot years ago, right? She's been waiting to put something on it. The developer bought a bunch of lots in the same general area. The construction company says that the developers did not want to get a surveyor out there. He just said, man, just build the houses. They built the houses. Meanwhile, the woman in California gets a call from a real estate agent that she never hired to say, hey, we sold your property. She's like, what are you talking about? She's like, the house that they built. She's like, I never built a house. So, yeah, one of the lots they built the house on was not one that the developer owned. So the developer still has a lot to develop a house on. They offered it to the woman who does not want it. So now the developer, believe it or not, is suing the woman.
Oh, come on.
Because they say the only reason she's not taking the lot that they offered her is because obviously she wants to get more money from them. She's like, no, I had a choice of all the lots at the time. I picked this one. This is the lot I want. So meanwhile, the developer is suing her and the construction company. The construction company and her have countersued against the developer. It's a whole mess. But either way, they built a house on someone's property who did not want a house.
In Hawaii.
In Hawaii. Wah, wah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Yeah. Kind of an opening weekend of baseball. Salute to Bad Choice Friday. John Fogerty, center field, taking on the boss, Bruce Springsteen, and Glory Days, the two most probably popular baseball songs ever, except for Take Me Out to the Ballgame.
Pretty much, yeah. The voting was close yet distinct. At the end of the day, we ain't talking about the glory days. We all want to. We're all ready to play.
Sodomy.
We're trying to get out there for a little center field action. It's John Fogerty on a Bad Choice Friday.
Welcome to the weekend, bitches. You are listening to Men's Room, 99.9 KISW, Seattle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the men's room presents TV Time with Ted.
Easy. Some people just prefer basketball, boys.
It's cracked, Ted. It's opening day.
I know. All right. Your choices today. Stephen Colbert. Seth Meyers. The Jimmys.
Kimmel Fallon.
Writers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It's right there in the title. These guys have talented teams of writers. Help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Organizers of an annual 420 festival at Hippie Hill in San Francisco had to cancel it because of a lack of funds. Well, you know, you could always just tell them they went.
Fallon or Colbert?
I'll go Colbert.
Fallon.
Wrong. Myers.
Organizers of an annual 420 festival at Hippie Hill in San Francisco announced this week that they have canceled the event due to lack of funds. Well, you know, you could always just tell them they went.
That's pretty good.
Mike, there was a famous political show. I can't even think of the guy's name. It wasn't Meet the Press. It was like, but it was Sunday mornings. There was four of them, and that was what the guy would say. He would ask the question. He'd go, wrong. You remember it, Thrill?
I think I do.
Older white guy with glasses.
For a new show, that helps.
Chris Matthews?
That narrows it down.
That was Dateline.
An old white dude with glasses on a news program.
The McLaughlin Group? John McLaughlin.
John McLaughlin. Okay. All right.
Beyonce just dropped her long-awaited country album, Country Carter. The album is going to be huge. Right now, God is like, should we move Easter back a week so there's no conflict?
Fallon.
Ted Smith.
Fallon.
Beyonce's long-awaited country album, Cowboy Carter, is released. That's it. The album is going to be huge. Right now, God is like, should we move Easter back a week so there's no conflict?
Actually, I really like that Texas Hold'em song.
I have not heard it yet. I've heard very good reviews of the album. I don't know that I would like it, but it's getting a lot of good criticism.
I mean, if you like, you cover a Blackbird on there, too.
I've only heard Beatles.
Oh, yes.
I also just found out that the banjo was brought over by African immigrants.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Don't tell anybody, freak out.
We traded the guitar.
Yeah.
From Spain and Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Burger King is celebrating next month's solar eclipse by giving away free Whoppers. They're even giving out special glasses so you can stare directly at the meat.
Meat that's right.
Yep.
Fallon.
Burger King is celebrating next month's solar eclipse by giving out free Whoppers. They're even giving out special glasses so you can stare directly at the meat.
Meat gazer.
According to a new study, 35% of men say it's important for them to smell good during their first sexual experience with a new partner.
What percent?
35. While the other 65% were given a fake phone number.
Fallon.
I'm going to go you, Ted.
Myers.
According to a new survey, 35% of men said that it is important for them to smell good during their first sexual experience with a new partner, while the other 65% were given a fake phone number.
Smelling good with the first experience is all the lead up, because after that, it's that you don't smell good.
You don't need to.
Right. Like,
you didn't shave your legs. I didn't wash my junk.
Good
so let's
to the attractor. Like after that, like she's, you're not in the moment. She's like, he smells like pits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a solar eclipse coming up in just over a week, and warnings are going out now to not look directly into the sun. But if you need a warning by now, just go ahead and look into it. Like, who cares at this point?
I agree.
Alan Myers.
Smith!
Damn it!
Smith! Let's go!
Screw it. Stare at it, dumbass.
Go for it.
I've seen that. You know, I actually had a buddy when I was in elementary school that he had glasses, and he claims it was because he stared at the sun for like 2 minutes.
Is that it?
That's what he said.
I will say it's funny. Like, a lot of people wear glasses. There's nothing wrong with wearing glasses. Hell, I have friends now that wear glasses that don't have prescriptions.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a thing to wear glasses. But man, when I was a kid, we were merciless on people.
Oh, you absolutely attacked.
Especially if they wore them in sports. Sorry, Mike. Did you wear them in sports? Did you have the rec specs?
You know what? No, I never had the rec specs. I was able to put my glasses on under my helmet, and I was okay with it. I don't fully need them. Also, if I truly needed to, I could just put them away.
Something Drew Average said.
Yeah. I was a center, you douche.
I'm talking baseball.
But honestly, it's when people show up like, oh yeah, I just got these glasses for my style. Like, screw you. You don't need to keep the doggone things. That's just glass in there. It's not any frames. It's not actually the lenses.
It's
like
wild.
People that shaved their head who could grow hair, Marshawn.
Yep.
Yeah.
Told you, my cousin who has cancer. Even she gave him hell.
He's got a good shape head, though.
I know, but it's just when you, a female who has a bald head because of cancer, is like, seriously, stop shaving your head. But the Smiths are ruthless. All right, everybody in here know The Undertaker?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course.
A.K.A. The Dead Man. The American Badass.
Dude, WrestleMania's coming up. I'm so stoked.
Right, so The Undertaker didn't lose for, I forget how many matches, but that was like
30 matches?
That was like a thing. He wouldn't even wrestle all year. He'd show up at WrestleMania.
And undefeated, baby.
Right. And then finally he lost to...
I'm going to let you think about it.
Giant.
Yep.
Giant dude.
Big guy. Massive.
Yep.
Phenom.
Was in the UFC.
Yes, he was.
Also tried out for football.
Brock Lesnar.
Thank you, Thro.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging me out to dry there, Mike.
You know what? I just like letting people guess.
Anyhow, he's 6'10", 309 pounds. But he gets scared. What is he scared of? Cucumbers.
He and a cat.
What?
So cat.
You're
cat,
right. He's like a cat.
Cats are freaked out by that. I don't. I'm not sure of the phenomenon, but
well, same thing. He jumps when he sees one. I don't know that. I'm adding that to the story. Goes back to when he was a kindergartner or first grade. He came home from school. His mother cut up a bunch of cucumbers and she had set them to marinate in vinegar. Little taker. He ate them all and then puked up the contents of his stomach. Which also, I will say, obviously, if you put cucumbers in vinegar and leave them for a long time, it turns into a pickle.
Right. Yeah. That's the whole idea.
Well, I was going to say, but also, I mean, you ever just cut up cucumbers and float them in some vinegar and then just eat them?
Nope.
Yeah, it's like a little salt and vinegar chip.
Yay. No.
He says, from that moment on, the smell. For a long time, to even see a cucumber, I would get, I wouldn't say nauseous, but queasy.
It is crazy how his character spread, because I didn't get into the WWE until just a few years ago, but even I knew The Undertaker. As somebody who never watched it was never on in our house. It's not like we flipped over and was like, oh, we just accidentally passed it. Even I knew who The Undertaker was, and he was still cool to me, even though I never watched a minute of wrestling. He was just awesome.
I mean, some of those wrestling characters do that, right?
Yeah, John Cena's the same thing, The Rock.
I was going to say, when I was a kid, like, Hulk Hogan was everywhere.
Now, we
watched wrestling, but, I mean, they had Saturday morning cartoons where it wasn't, I don't even remember if it was, like, wrestling. It was just, like, Hulk Hogan went on adventures as a cartoon and did stuff.
That was it.
Yeah. He had a cereal.
Right. I mean, it was everywhere. And you're right. John Cena, like, I always go off and on with wrestling. It's like video games.
Yeah.
It's like, when I'm into it, I watch it, but then there's years I won't watch it. But, like, you're right, John Cena was massive. And you're like, huh, all right.
Did Hulk have a reality show?
He did. Hogans had a reality show. That's how we kind of found out about his daughter and his son. And then they got pretty famous. Then he ends up divorced from his wife. I mean, kind of the standard reality show for a family. Like, generally, you get kind of more famous, and then it kind of goes bad. Mm-hmm. Actually, there was a good show on Vice about the nine lives of Hulk Hogan. And, man, it goes through that stuff with him and the radio guy.
Bubba Love Sponge.
Terry Owens was produced. The problem with that one was the fact that I think Hulk was still involved in a relationship when that...
Oh, he was still married.
Exactly. So it was more about protecting his home than it was protecting that. And it didn't work out.
Well, when you have to go and talk about sleeping with another dude's wife, I also, listen.
But also your next door neighbor.
Right. Here's the other difference, too, right? Like, if you're into a certain lifestyle and you know people are, that's fine, right? It's a little bit tougher if your buddy's just like, hey, do you want to sleep with my wife? And your wife's not into a lifestyle. And then also, like, for Bubba the Love Sponge, like, why would you? You filmed it. You know what I mean? Like, the Hulkster didn't know that.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just Essie and shady. Like, why would you do that?
Well, they were best friends for 20 years.
Bubba the Love Sponge is a douchebag. I am stunned.
The guy that would drop the N-bomb on the air on 98 Rock up until like 1994.
Grease Man?
For real?
No, he wasn't the Grease Man.
Grease Man was in D.C.
Yeah.
Talking Bubba.
Bubba.
Right. Yeah.
I think Greaseman
never dropped the N-bomb. I mean, he went over the line, but he never dropped the N-bomb.
Damn.
And look, you're right. His name's Bubba Loves. I'm just saying, I don't know. That seems like a new level of low to be like, and I get it. Everybody's got their kinks. Like, I want you to sleep with my wife and then secretly film it and be like, blackmail somebody.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I'm just, you know what? I'm not a big blackmailer.
That's a good call,
Ted. Not my thing.
I'm a blackmail.
The Ted Smith, don't blackmail me.
Then you are a blackmailer.
I am, in fact, a blackmailer.
See, that's why he hates you.
Jesus.
Oh, I know you hate me, dude.
Trust me, I think I blew Mike's mind earlier today. We're talking about something, and I go, well, that's why I like Miami. I don't know. As a kid, I always cheered for the black teams.
That's great. Talking football.
Yeah, we were talking about being... Wait, were you just joking around like... East? Yeah, I was like, whoa, when you're an Irish Catholic kid, everybody's a Notre Dame fan.
Of course.
Right.
So I was like, I liked Miami. I liked Georgetown. You know what I mean? It was kind of going against...
I think all of us did.
It was like going against the grain a little bit.
No, it was like rooting for a good team.
Yeah, but yeah. Just different.
When you watch Georgetown, Mike, there was this one white guy that always sat on the end of the bench. And about when they determined they're probably going to win the Big East or whatever it was, they put this kid in, and the crowd would go wild, and all the players would get up like, white guy goes in!
Hey, John Thompson. He had a lucrative career for the Generals.
He'd bring him up, and that kid would go in, man, and the Capitol Center would go nuts.
I mean...
He's not wrong.
No, well, the only thing you got to remember, though, too, at that point, Duke was really famous. So a lot of the white kids I knew, they all loved Duke. And I remember going to the Capitol Center and cheered for Georgetown. Like, beat Duke. And then shout out to Vince Martozzi, I went to high school with. I don't know how he did it. He somehow was the white kid on the Georgetown bench. He took one charge.
Oh,
He took one charge.
He's the guy.
Yeah, he took one charge. Jerry Seinfeld has a new movie coming out about how the Pop-Tart was created. It looks pretty funny. It's called Unfrosted. Now, here's the deal. It's kind of based on the true story.
All right.
But also, if you've seen the trailer for it, it's also got, like, other characters in it. So, like, the other series... You got to remember...
So, it's not a documentary.
No, it's almost a mockumentary, but it's also...
Still based on facts?
Based in truth.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
But, like, the other characters in there... So, Kellogg's and Post... I don't have time to go through the whole thing. They were once kind of together... Then they split apart. So that's why there's like Kellogg, there's like Raisin Bran, and then there's, you know, Kellogg's Raisin Bran. So they have a lot of the same product. Right. So it was like a race to see who could get out Pop-Tarts first. They got to name them. They got to figure it out.
Didn't Instant they come out with Frosted. Them second?
I think they did.
But I want to say the other, whoever their rival
Toaster
was.
Toaster Pastries.
Well, they gave it the wrong name, basically.
Right. So the other characters that show up are like, caricatures of like right. what the guy that runs that company would look like as well. You missed.
Damn it.
But it looks pretty good. That hits Netflix on May 3rd. Now let's see. What are you going to watch this weekend? Mike, I know you're fired
you're
up.
Damn right.
Screw Boston, but Boston is in town. The Mariners are playing. Looks like a beautiful weekend for opening weekend of baseball, right? I will say this. The sun will be out.
I'm wearing shorts today. If I was going to be at the game tonight, I'd probably put on pants.
Okay.
Still going to get a little chilly down there, but the Mariners will be in town all weekend. Keep in mind, you still have the second set of the Sweet 16 going on this evening. Uh-huh. F Duke, just cheer against them tonight. All of a sudden, I'm a Houston fan. There's two games going on right now, a couple games later tonight. Tomorrow, you'll have two games. That starts off the Elite Eight. Two more on Sunday. You have a brand new SNL on Saturday evening. I'm
trying to think. And all the Easter specials.
Oh, and for Thrill and Mike,
thank you.
Spring football returns this weekend. There's games on Saturday and Sunday. And look,
should have kept the team here in Seattle.
It is also kind of
geographical, maybe?
It is. It's about the cost.
And the NFL adopted the kickoff rule.
I know. Yeah. And then the UFL got rid of it.
Oh, are you serious?
The kickoff, you'll see it in the NFL this upcoming season. It'll make sense. It makes the kickoff more exciting as opposed to watch them bounce in the end zone. So the UFL was like, no, let's go back to the NFL style. And I'm like, dude, that's one of the best innovations
now,
you came up with.
The kickers have to learn not to blast it and drop it within the 10.
That was the challenge.
Yeah, come on, kickers. Yeah,
exactly. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Violence intervention training graduate, proud to be arrested twice in 30 days. Meanwhile, an athletic trainer sets a world record, but his thighs and butt, they are ablaze. To South Wales, where $2 billion in Bitcoin is hiding under a pile of trash. If you veer off a trail at one California park, your life could end in a flash. And a woman could go to jail for 7 years because of tomato puree. Yeah. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
Right, our top story. We head on down to Fresno, California, where an honoree did something dishonorable. The man was just honored by the city for completing community violence prevention training, a 40-hour course that earned him a certificate signed by the mayor himself. But this big issue is, just 9 days prior to receiving the honors, he was arrested on 6 felony charges, where officers recovered 16 firearms from his vehicle.
Damn.
After he was released, he received his certificate, and then just 4 days later, he was arrested yet again on 6 different felony charges, Jesus. And more weapons were recovered from his domicile. Dude.
That is ridiculous.
Like, I understand it. Get your certification, whatever it is. I don't know what that gives you. I don't know what the point is.
Nothing.
For whatever it is, it served you well in some capacity or another, but let's not get arrested for felony charges.
I think it's like taking like a state-mandated
you think it was
anger
mandated?
Management class, right? No, I'm saying I compare it to it. You take the class, you get a certificate, nothing about you has changed.
I mean, that's kind of what I thought as well, just because he was arrested 9 days before he got the certification and then 4 days afterwards. Like,
yeah.
I'd like to see this guy's record. I wouldn't be shocked if, like, no, he's got a history of, like, doing this crap.
Probably. And you are what you are, man.
Also, Mike, that's just a good theory for life.
What's that?
Let's not get arrested on felony charges.
That's a good call, Ted.
I agree with that.
Just philosophies of life. You know, don't trust a man with two first names. Let's not catch felony charges.
Do not trust a grown man on a one-speed bike.
Yeah.
Girls with the last name ending with an I are crazy.
Right. We're starting with a T.
Rules to live by.
Stay out of Northern Italy.
People from Wisconsin are lazy.
That's right. Right.
So much to learn.
So little time. Otters aren't real.
Otters?
There are so many things that aren't real to you, Ted. It's only birds. Why are so...
I like otters. It's so random. And they're not real, dude.
Man, they're just water rats.
They're just swimming squirrels.
What? You really think Punxsutawney Phil had kids?
Sheep.
Sheep, yes.
Let's see the paternity test. Yeah. Another lemon. You think Pox started feeling kids?
Yeah.
I actually saw an otter. I was walking down a park down in Tacoma. No,
you did. You think
did,
you
dude.
Did.
You did.
Thank you,
not
did.
Real. Little robot. In other news, over to the UK, BD joining us here from outside kind of the studio.
Mike, that's what they want you to think,
man. That's what they want you to think.
Quick, act like an otter.
In other news, over to the UK, where a local landfill is on high alert. They've deployed 24-hour surveillance after its contents has been pegged as the landing spot for a rather expensive hard drive. A man in the country had accidentally thrown his hard drive away, which contained more than 8,000 Bitcoin, which is currently estimated to be valued at right around 1.5 billion British pounds.
Do not put the cameras on. If you have $1.5 billion and you go, oh, damn, I threw out the wrong hard drive, you don't deserve that money. I'm sorry.
No, you're an idiot.
He's been in contact with the landfill trying to get permission to dig through the 100,000 tons of rubbish in order to find the hard drive.
Please, sir.
But you know,
my hard drive, please.
Katie, I'm going to shut off your microphone.
Why?
They believe that he'd been looking for a needle in a haystack, and they denied him entry into the landfill even after he offered $10 million of the cash if he found the hard drive. Which
you know
is
why? Because they're going, hey, man, we're going to dig through the landfill and find this.
There you go.
That's exactly what
I was wondering. It's like, just let the guy rifle through it. It's like a needle in a haystack. Like, whatever. No. Let the guy search it.
It's $10 million.
Let me find my hard drive.
Think about it this way. It's $10 million is what he's offering, which is good.
Right.
All right. 10 times more than that's $100 million. You need 10 times more than that to get to $1 billion.
That's fact.
You're telling me there's $1.5 billion on there? Not the $10 million is not a great deal. Right. We're going to dig through here. We'll split it five ways. Do you know how much money we will have?
And I know it's there.
Yeah, come on.
We go to the lovely world of the internet where a Nigerian woman is now facing some serious charges thanks to tomato puree. She had taken to Facebook to write a negative review of Ariso Foods Limited. I probably said that wrong, but their can of tomato puree, claiming that it had too much sugar and was thereby not a good product.
Typically, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah,
exactly.
That was her whole point in the review. Yeah. Just, it's super sweet.
Right.
I don't like it.
In a short amount of time, the post went viral to the point that the relative of the founder caught wind of the post and asked her to stop bashing the product and just try something else. The woman instead doubled down on her review. This is where she lost me. Demanding that the company stop killing people with their tomato puree, and that's where she drew the line.
Okay, don't make it stupid.
This is this violated her country's cyber crime laws, and she was subsequently arrested for the post, now facing possibly 7 years incarceration.
Wow. That's a little extreme. Come on.
Exactly. Man. So, like, I get it to where it's this thing has too much sugar. Okay, that's fine. Anybody can make that statement, whatever. Stop, you know, quit bashing our product, try something else. Also a fair statement. Stop killing people. Yeah, and we've gone over the line.
I don't know that you need to put someone in jail. Can you imagine if we did that in this country?
Oh,
if you
100%.
Doubled down on your statement, we said to get seven years?
7 years incarceration.
Yeah, do you know how many people would be locked up right now?
That's a fact.
There'd be like 10% of the population.
Where was that, Italy?
She's Nigerian. Nigerian. Yeah.
Very close.
And just a kid.
Yeah, sorry.
Nigeria, Italy, whatever.
Tomato puree threw him off. It's all
it
good.
Is. I was thinking salt.
Oh, people in Africa can't have tomatoes. Fine, Ted. And in no way am I saying this to make you look bad.
Just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth. Well,
thankfully, there's good news.
A man in Brooklyn has broken a record that, quite frankly, nobody wants to. After intense training and focus, he set out on breaking the Guinness World Record for most lunges in an hour.
Okay. Good for you.
To do so, he lunged along the Brooklyn waterfront and managed to power through 2,825 of them before his time was
lunging.
Up. While the story doesn't say whether there was a record to beat nor what it was, but they did
I don't
note,
need a record. I'm just doing it because I'm awesome.
He did raise money along the way, about $7,600 that he intends to pledge to local athletic programs.
I'm taking nearly half the money for Ben Gay. My muscles hurt.
Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing continues to spread around the Pacific Northwest. Got a couple emails here. Our friend Kyle found it at Zach's Smoke Shop off 164th in Linwood. Zach's Smoke Shop. Over in Ravensdale, our friend Bridget. Y'all know Bridget. She found it at Ravensdale Market on the bridge between kind of Black Diamond and Ravensdale there.
She showed us a picture of the sticker. Bridget, I'm not saying that I do this, but if I had a bunch of stickers, I plastered them on every Lime scooter I see.
Don't tell people that.
Oops.
We did get a text earlier today. Those of our friends in Anacortes. Somebody found it at Secret Cove in Anacortes, if you want to go find it there. And then our over on our Twitter, if you're down in Tacoma, Peaks and Pints. Ted, I know that you're familiar with that place.
Get the smoked salmon BLT there.
They got great sandwiches there. Delicious. Dude. I've been there. I love it. And you can find a comprehensive list of locations at the men's room page of KISW.com. Men's Room Sports. Bad luck for the Mariners last night, opening the season with a loss against the Red Sox. The series continues tonight. Four-game series continues tonight at 7 over en route and all weekend long, 6:40 on Saturday and 1:10 on Sunday. Meanwhile...
Don't worry, Mike. I'll root for them for you. I'll be there tonight.
Give Vidi a hug if you see him at the game.
No, just, he'll buy you a beer.
He'll buy you a beer.
From 94.1 The Sound.
That's a fact.
Veggie the dog. Hell I will.
He buys Men's Room IPA.
Oh, all the time. For everybody.
On the third baseline of the club level.
That's right. That's right. Meanwhile, the Kraken swept the Ducks last night with a 4-2 victory at home.
Swept the Ducks.
They're going to be playing Great. Again tomorrow night at 7 over en route. Plus, as the Dallas Stars are in town looking for an ass beating. They're going to get it from the Kraken. They'll be on route plus because the Mariners are over on route. Meanwhile, the Sounders are playing the Galaxy tomorrow night as well.
Beat their ass.
7:30 on Apple TV, and you got a ton of college basketball on CBS, TBS, and True TV. As far as your weather, the sun is here to stay all weekend long.
All
with
right.
Clear skies and temperatures hitting 60 degrees all 3 days. And that is it for headlines. With that, enjoy your weekend, hey, bitches. With that, Mike Hawkins.
You said it. Enjoy the weekend.
Happy
Kevin Deers is up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. Please have a fantastic weekend. Take advantage of the blue skies. In the meantime, well, we be all about this, bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.